News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Minister James Lawless, the Minister for Further and Higher Education, is with us to talk about issues pertaining to the university sector and what he says they are doing in terms of gaming the points. But let me just get a reaction from you, if I can, Minister, to that point, the thing of the government burying its head in the sand. Is this the fuel protests all over again, only this time it's the ambulance service?
No, certainly not. Look, I'm not across the details of this particular dispute. I suppose for my own part, I'm introducing a new apprenticeship programme for paramedics into the ambulance corps, which will certainly assist pathways into that occupation. I think that would be of assistance to the wider workforce. But look, in terms of the dispute, I know Minister Carol McNeill is extremely proactively engaged with all the different unions and professions within the health sector. And look, and I'm sure that this could be resolved. But I would call on the union not to put lives at risk. They've said themselves in your clip that I just heard that they accept that is a possibility. That's extremely regrettable that any union would take an action that had that consequence. So I hope they might think twice about this.
Okay, well, the reason that you are with us is to talk about a fairly extraordinary attack that you have, or an allegation that you've made about the people for whom you're ultimately responsible, that being the university sector, where you've said that they're gaming the system by creating niche courses with high points, which means that even if you've maximum points, you're still missing out for because of the random selection system. Your thesis, as I understand it, is that they're doing this for marketing reasons.
Yeah, but so look, I suppose I think robust engagement is to be welcome. Universities preach it in their lecture halls, and it's something I practice and philosophy that I preach in my ministry and that I think is a good exchange. It's far better to have a good, solid engagement and thresh out points of difference rather than tiptoe around things in public debate. So look, I have a very constructive relationship with the Irish Universities Association. I know all the presidents and indeed the group, and we meet regularly and we have very good engagement across a number of things. But one of the policies that I want to explore is what I call the broader education. And what that means is rather than students coming in and being siloed from day one into very specialist courses, maybe for 3 or 4 or 5 years, coming out with a particular qualification, I'm making the case to say, could students have the opportunity in the early years, particularly first year, but maybe in the second year, to take a wider range of courses, more elective offerings, maybe a subject outside of that core discipline, and delay that specialization.
Hang on a minute, Minister. The thrust of your statement was that universities are creating Mickey Mouse made-up courses to try to jump the points, so they look to have a whole load of high-end elite courses, and they're doing it by reducing the places. Are you standing over that?
Yes. But sorry, I'm going to rephrase it to the way you described it. It's certainly not Mickey Mouse. Some of these courses are extremely specialist, high value. However, having a small number of places on a particularly specialist course that is a very niche entry point, and having those places very short staffed or very scarce, naturally in the supply and demand curve will mean that there's pressure on those courses, which will inflate points, which will make it more difficult for students to get in and lead to more disappointed students.
But of course, the motivation then is the issue, because either the universities will say, well, look, you fund us more, we'll happily throw on more academics and more supports and we can take in more people. Or what's at the heart of it is what you're suggesting, that they're doing it deliberately. So you think it's the latter?
So look, I think historically we've seen a trend. If we look over the last decade, we see a number of courses coming into the CEO. We see a plethora of courses. If we look at how many courses in the CEO now, we have over 1,200. A previous minister about 10 years ago called for a reduction in the number of courses, similar to the point I'm making now. At that point, courses were about 800. They've grown and multiplied since then. In some ways, a wider choice is a very positive thing. But if it comes to a point where there's a narrow choice around very high points courses in in-demand areas, and that those specialties are being framed from the very start when a student is making their leaving cert choices, that's not a good thing for society, it's not a good thing for the student, and it's not a good thing for the university. So I work very well at the universities, I've had a very good engagement with them on this, and I've asked them to prepare for me a paper outlining how they could address this issue, how they can respond to it, and how we might together explore, including, of course, by funding, because they do fund the system to the tune of over 1.5 billion every year, to see how can they actually respond by coming up broader courses, broader entry points. It would reduce pressure on points, make it easier for students to access the different courses. But more importantly, I think in an age of AI, in an age of digitalization, in an age of rapid transformative change, it will give the students the transversal skills that employers and others have told me are needed. So a student being able to be a very deep specialist in a particular area is less used nowadays when that particular area and sector changes maybe every decade or even every year. What we need is students who have analytical abilities, who have communication skills, who can work as part of a team, who can do strategic analysis, and all of these kind of broader transversal skills that they can bring to any job, to any subject, as technology and the world changes around them.
Except that's the skills that the future is the assessment needs. System in university geared to analyse whether or not students are getting those skills, because they are more competent than they are academic learning? And does the state have any capacity to reward its funding into the areas that produce that?
So I have set up a group called the Skills Roundtable. I am bringing all of the employers from different sectors together roughly about once a month to understand the different skills that the systems need. So, for example, I had an inaugural event in Grange Gorman, TU Dublin, quite recently. I'm having a construction skills event next month where I'll bring all the construction employers and engineering and architecture and trades firms together. I'll also have in that room Solus, HEA, the Irish University Association, Construction Industry Federation. I'm doing another then before the summer, in July, on professional services in an age of AI. That will talk to legal firms, accounting firms, consulting firms, and the AI firms and say, well, is there a trend here where AI is beginning to take out some of the graduate jobs? How do we respond to that? What are the skills that we need? And I'll continue that over the course of the year to look at each sector and say, what are the skills they need? And is the system responding by providing those skills? And if not, can the system pivot? Because I think that's what we need to do. We need to step back from the detail and say students of the future need a broader mindset.
All right, a lot of texts coming in respect to this one saying, when I went to UCD 20 years ago, I did science and specialised in computer science. Then they put computer science on as a standalone and the points jumped significantly. Minister Lawless wants to go back to the previous plan. It makes sense, and there's a lot more I'll bring you in a while. Minister James Lawless, thank you very much for joining us. That is the Minister for Further and Higher Education, James Lawless.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.